over this one more time in a little bit. So
Hey, Steve. Hi, how are you? I'm well. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I was asking Tara, when somebody searches through Google, you're trying to say that you have a position that will put me on that first page when it brings up results, right?
Correct. So when someone searches for mold inspection, and we can pull out all the other services that you do too, if there are any other items that you inspect for, we can pull all those out and use them as keywords too. So that, yes, when they're searching for a mold inspection or any of your other services, yes, you're going to pop right up in the map section for them. And then they just click and call you directly. So, I'll walk you through real quick how everything works. I know you, Tara mentioned you're at your job now looking to go full time into inspecting. So I'll try to be quick so we can get you back to work. So I think Tara might have mentioned one of the first things that we do is we'll close off the Danville area for inspections or inspection services, and we'll actually close that for a 50-mile radius. So what that'll mean is in that 50-mile radius around your home base, we'll never be working with or promoting your competitors. So, and then we position you in the map section for your keywords for your services so that when someone is searching those, they find you in the map. And that's pretty much where everybody stops, right? When they're searching for something, they want the one in the map, and then they just click and call you directly. So you're actually going to be listed above where the Angie's listing for you would appear. So you'll be able to catch those leads right in the moment, right when they're searching, and a hot lead for you, rather than having been run through the web forms and such on Angie's and get cooled down by the time they get to you or sold by a competitor already. I would assume that's probably how it's going sometimes.
To a point, yeah. It's I told her I have mixed feelings about Angie, you know.
Gotcha. Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, 1 being you wouldn't use Angie's if it was free, 10 being best thing since sliced bread, where are you?
Five.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So tell me what would make it a 10?
Well, you have to realize that I'm coming from a, now I hate to use the word selfish standpoint, but I...
Not at all.
When I make this statement, it's purely for my benefit, okay? Like they're operating for their benefit.
Right, sure.
But it just seems a little tough that there's six or seven dogs, or they won't tell us how many dogs are all in the cage together. They throw one bone in there, and we're all paying for supper, but only one dog gets to eat.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to put it. I've never heard it put that way, but wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the analogy kind of rings true because
it really does.
Yeah. And
wow. Okay. Well,
it's like, you know, that's a little tough because, you know, the businessman in me thinks, okay, that was a $30 lead. They just collected $200.
Yeah.
And six of us just lost to $30. One guy.
And the next. If you get one, then you're paying double or triple or quadruple truly for the one good lead that comes through then.
Yeah.
Depending on how.
It's very mercenary. And
gotcha.
You know, so.
Well.
There's some things like that. Yeah.
You know, and I think you'll like first page of Google much, much better. One, because we're not promoting your competitors ever as long as we're working together. And two, clients are calling you directly. So you don't have to go chase them down. They call you in the moment that they need you. Now, to me, that sounds like a better way to go about it that's going to help you maybe get out of your day job and into full-time inspecting, right? Is actually being there.
That's the goal. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I did notice, and Tara had noted too, that you don't have a website yet. I actually had a message into my tech department to see if we could build one for you. We do that quite often.
I have a website.
Oh, you do? Well,
I have a beautiful website.
Help me out. Is it, I saw one and then I second guessed myself. Is it biopureservice.com?
Nope. It's
no?
Biopure
okay.
Inspections, biopure, one word, inspections, plural, .com.
Bio, oops, let me, it would help
bio,
if I spell it.
And oh, P-U-R-E.
There we go. Bio here.
You should see
there
a,
it is.
A nice young,
oh.
You see the family with the pillow fight?
Yes. Okay. Wow, great site. Who put this together for you?
My niece does this for a living for a global company.
Wow.
And, she is highly sought after and highly talented.
Awesome.
And,
I love
down,
it.
And it's got a self-assessment, and then it's got 3 or 4 pages to it.
I love it. It's a really good-looking site. You know, yeah, absolutely, and I don't mind saying it either. Normally, when I look at our clients' websites, they just don't look very good at all. So I suggest we rebuild them. But yours looks so good, and it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Okay.
So now I do need to. So let's look at pricing here real quick. So
there's no way I couldn't afford to have that website built.
Yep, absolutely. Now, so you're doing mold testing, air quality, consulting. So that's perfect. We can use all of those services. You know, and the reason you're not getting as many new customers as you want right now is you're just not being seen. It's hard to find you if you don't know your company name. And as
right.
you already figured out, Angie's isn't doing you many favors. So being on that first page of Google is going to do so much for you to help you grow. So the package I've got for you that I think is going to be perfect, it's actually the same package I put my husband on. I live in Colorado. I work remotely. And my husband is a home inspector here. And he had the same problems. So, and we tried everything. We tried business cards. We tried door hangers. We talked to all the realtors. We did all the stuff and the things, and we still couldn't get more business in. What did it was getting him seen online, getting him on the first page of Google. And then since he's built another location in a neighboring town about 60 miles away, and we're doing the same thing over there. So firsthand, I've seen it work wonderfully. Now, are you Ashi, Internashi?
Am I
Ashi? Do you belong to any of the inspectors associations, Nashi, Internashi?
No, if you scroll down the first page of my website,
yeah.
You'll see where I'm accredited through Micro. It's a national.
Okay.
You see that gold?
I do. So I'm the queen of working with home inspectors and inspectors in general. So I actually have a code that's going to work for you that's going to get your price down in the neighborhood of where my husband's is, down into the friends and family. So
I see.
Now, pricing is on a month-to-month basis. I think Tara mentioned no contracts. If we're doing our job, which we intend to, we don't feel a need to get married. So there's that.
Okay.
You never pay for clicks or calls or leads. They're all unlimited, and they go directly to you, so we're not screening or filtering. And it is on a flat monthly rate. So let me take a look here. I'm going to pull it up, and then we're going to apply your credit. So don't panic at first. Let's see. So retail for the Danville, well, it's all of Indiana, is $3.99 a month, but the promo code that I've got for you brings you down to $1.99, and then the setup fee is normally $2.99, but that promo code did a number on that too. It brought it down to $99. So the setup fee is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. It partially covers the programming that we do to get you on the first page. So then it is just that flat $1.99, and that will get you in that map section so that you're seen for all of your services, and then you'll be getting those calls directly once we get you set up. Does that sound like an avenue that's going to, I mean, for $1.99, what is that, one job? Maybe two? No.
Yeah, couple. Yeah.
A couple jobs? Okay. That's easy to swing, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Now.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Okay.
If let me ask you a question.
So yes.
I can actually try this for a month, and if I'm not happy, we're done, right?
Yes, but let me give you timeline. So the industry standard to get you to the first page of Google is about 6 to 9 months. We slaughter the daylights out of that. It only takes us between 30 and 45 days. So by industry standard, we're lightning fast. But programming time will take at least that first 30 days. There's about 100 hours of work that we'll put in just doing the programming to get you there. So, yes, you could cancel after a month, but to be perfectly honest with you, you're not going to see results in the first month. You may see a trickle, but it's not going to be the flip of a switch tomorrow. So I would ask that you give us into month two so that we can actually get you on first page. Does that make sense?
Okay. It does. And I'd rather have an honest answer than...
I thought you might.
You know,
I thought you might.
And I thought I might as well just be brutally candid and say, okay, so I can get rid of you in a month if I don't like it. I don't like
exactly.
doing things like that. But
right. Well, but
time,
no, but
I don't want to mince words. You know.
Right. Exactly. Right? Exactly. No, I get you, and I prefer the direct approach too. I'm a no drama cut through the baloney. Just tell me. If something sucks, then tell me it sucks.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
I'm going to have to wrap this call up because I am at work.
Okay.
So it's not a lack of manners. Tell me your name one more time, please.
I'm sorry. My name is Gail. And you're
Gail.
Steve, right?
Okay. Steve. Yes.
Yep. That's okay.
Gail,
good.
I'm interested.
And, okay.
You know, it sounds good. I'm just going to cut the chase with you here. Don't be offended.
No, I
won't. Anybody could have called me. I've seen unbelievable scams lately trying to get our credit card. So I guess I'm saying is I would like to call you back when I'm not at work. I could tell you that. Yeah, I'm interested in going forward with this.
Okay.
But I don't want to give you a credit card number right now because, like I said, I was contacted by AT&T supposedly. I've had another, the scams are coming at me left and right. It's unbelievable.
Don't doubt it. And, you know, I have no problem with you calling me back. In fact, I am setting up a text message here. I'm going to text you my contact information. I will be the lead on your account. So things with that. If you ever have problems, I'm the dog you want on that bone. We rarely encounter them. But if I can't fix it for you, I will find who can fix it. So that's one thing. As far as calling back and double, you know, checking up on us, No problem. I absolutely get it. There are a lot of fakes, a lot of fakes out there. And I've seen them, I've run into them, and I'm glad you know that, and I'm glad I'm talking to you before one of them got a hold of you.
Yeah.
Because there are these dudes sitting in their mom's basement making calls and claiming they can put you on first page, and I mean, I've seen the sad wreck that comes after that, and it pisses me off, just to be very blunt, because you are... my husband's an inspector. I really feel for you guys. It's hard to bring business in. And when somebody does that to us, it's damaging. So, yes, by all means, I've got this text ready. It's actually, it's long. I'm sorry. But it's not all of your, it's got all of your inclusions, the exact price and package I quoted you. So you, that's in writing for you. Oh, I know I didn't give you a link to our website. I'm so sorry. Let me do that.
Okay.
I want you to be able to see our website, too.
I'm off work tomorrow, so I could contact you in the morning, you know.
Okay, no problem. Well, being that I'm the only one in the company that specializes in working with home inspectors, I have an extra little ability, kind of like a wiggle of my nose. I can hold the listing for you. Normally, we can't if we're working with carpenters or handymen, or we can't hold listings, but I am able to. So I would be happy to hold this for you till tomorrow, Steve.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, is this just something where I pay for a month up front and then we go every 30 days?
Exactly. So we do first month and the one-time setup fee, and then there's nothing due until the following month. And it'll always be that flat $199. We never add anything, taxes, surcharges, click fees, lead fees, absolutely nothing. And even though I was able to discount for you, you'll be locked in with your discounts for life. So even, I don't know, 5 years from now when you got five other inspectors out there and you're kicking back, getting ready to retire, you're still paying the $199. So it won't change. So it's not like a promo rate that goes up later. I can lock you in there.
Okay.
Sound good?
All right. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, Steve, you are a perfect match for the listing. Absolutely. You have no negative notations anywhere online. We just need people to know that you exist.
Yeah. Now, quick question, okay?
Yes.
All right. One of, you know, I can't blame Angie for everything. several key, you know, I'd like to, but part of my problem is I need some customers to call in some five-star ratings, and I've got a half dozen people to do that.
Yes.
But my profile's not good right now, and it's not complete. Now, do I have something like that with you guys to where people say, hey, I use this cat, and he's the best thing since sliced bread?
Yes. Yes, and I'm so glad you asked. So, if you were my husband, I would tell you, hold on to those six people that want to give you good reviews. Let us get your Google business profile up. There's no charge for it, but it's an important component in getting you on first page, but it's also where your Google reviews are stored. Google reviews carry more weight than Angie's reviews in the world. So we'll also give you a tool that your niece can put on your website, or we can put it on there too. It doesn't matter, but that'll help you gather reviews. We can also give you a link to that. That way you can send the Google link to those folks and start building up your five-star Google reviews, because those stars and those five-star reviews sitting there right next to your being situated in the map, you're rocking and rolling then. So if you were my husband, I'd say hold those people for now. Let's get them on Google reviews instead of Angie's, because it carries more weight.
Well, they could go on both, couldn't they?
Oh, well, of course.
Putting you on,
Oh, no, okay. Not at all. We work with a lot of Angie's clients, even though, I mean, we don't have anything to do with Angie. There's no harm in it. It's just if you think you've got somebody like Louise to run into, is they only wanted to write one review. They didn't want to go to like three different places to write them. So yeah. If it was somebody that I thought might not be willing to post the review in multiple places, we kind of hold them back special for Google, I guess. So yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Glad you asked.
Well, I can make contact with you, probably about this time tomorrow. That gonna work?
That'll work. If you could make it just a smidge earlier, they actually shut us down for lunch break about 10 minutes ago. So if you catch me between, let me see, you are Eastern time, right?
Yeah.
So if you caught me between, is it about 2:20 there?
It is.
Okay, so if you catch me between about 2:15 and 3:15, we'll be at lunch. But any other time than that, you'll catch me. But you can leave me a voicemail, too, and I'll call you as soon as I get back off of lunch, too.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
I'll initiate contact with
you tomorrow, Gail.
Sounds great. I look forward to it.
So do I. And thanks for your phone call today.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time. I know you're busy. You have a good rest of your day. All right.
Talk to you tomorrow,
Steve.
Gail.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.